Are you bored? Do you have that want to get away from it all feeling? Then why not get up and go as you are to 7 Front Street? If you hurry, there's still time to join the popular author, Kenneth Alan King, on his weekly visit to this famous waterfront night spot. If you like romance and adventure, highly seasoned with the unexpected, then start right now. Make a beeline for 7 Front Street.
What's the big idea? Why don't you look where you're going?
May you and Allah forgive me for my clumsiness. In my excitement at returning to 7 Front Street, I must have forgotten that other people existed.
Well, for a guy your size, that could be dangerous. You don't mind my asking, Lil isn't by any chance throwing a pre-Halloween shindig tonight, is she?
Oh, you refer to the Christian festival, the evening preceding All Hallows and All Saints Day, October 31st. And my dress.
Perfect for the occasion. You don't even need a mask.
In the Arabian desert, I could say the same about you. But you will excuse me now. I'm already late for my appointment. Again, I express my regret for having bumped into you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm glad you did.
Oh, are you going also into 7 Front?
I don't think you could keep me up. I mean, yes, I also am going in.
Hey, everybody, here comes the sheik. Hey,
greetings. Thank you. Greetings, my friend.
Teddy King, where have you been? I've been trying to get you on the phone all afternoon to tell you about the sheik coming to town. Hey, he's got a story for your book that'll knock you right off your pins.
He's also got a frame that has the same effect. He bumped into me outside. Who is he, a fugitive from MGM Pictures?
Sit down and sharpen your pencil. And better use your asbestos notepad. His story's a fire hazard.
My brothers! Salaam alaikum. Peace be with thee.
The same to you, Sheik, old boy.
Once again, Allah has granted me the privilege of another pilgrimage to your wonderful land and my beloved 7 Front Street. By the sacred star of the East, I hope that the past year has been as kind to you as it has to me. Come now, share my happiness with me. As we say in Arabia, the drinks are on me!
When does he pitch his tent and the dancing girls come in?
He's a handsome dog, ain't he? Ain't legal for one guy to have everything he's got.
From that look in your eye, Lil, his story will get my book banned in Boston.
No, nothing like that, Kevin.
No?
I'm taking notes. Name? Ahmed Ben Youssef.
Mm-hmm.
Youssef is Arab for Joe.
Right.
Ahmed's father was a big-shot sheik. In Arab, they call it sheik. And he was loaded with what passed off for Arabian dough and enough power to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
When Ahmed came of age, he got the surprise of his life, for instead of taking over the tribe, like was the custom, the old man decided that the boy should go to America to make a study of the more modern ways of living, of civilization. Well, Ahmed had his heart set on leading his father's desert tribe, but he was an obedient son, and off to America he went. Ahmed's first visit was to a big oil man who'd done business with the old sheik, and who'd promised to look after the
Ahmed,
boy.
Ahmed, do you have anything special in mind you'd like to learn about America?
My beloved father, Allah protect him, spoke of America as a country of 48 great tribes living in peace with each other, small and weak with the large and powerful.
Tribes? We don't have any Arabs over here. Oh, tribes. You mean states. Our 48 states.
My father called them tribes. He wanted me to come here to learn their secret, to make me better suited to succeed him as leader of the tribe of Arab and Ak.
But I don't quite get your father's idea. I mean, why he should want to improve on the perfect setup he's got. He's the law of the desert. Even the government's polite to him. They darn well better be.
But my father knows why this is.
So does every other caravansarian sheik from Damascus to Medina. He's got power. A fierce fighting tribe. He's big and not to be talked back to.
My father said so also is the tribe of Texas very big, but is not feared by even such small tribe as the one from the island of Rhodes.
You mean the state of Rhode Island.
Allah forgive me for my ignorance. I'm very stupid in your ways. I hope I will not embarrass you too much.
Oh, don't worry about that. It's liable to be the other way around. My daughter and her friends are quite excited about a real Arabian sheik staying at our house. They might embarrass you.
Before Ahmed knew what had hit him, he was the big man of the social set, with a heavy accent on the female end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he made great progress in his study of the American way, but not of our government.
Come on, Ahmed. I'll give you another dancing lesson. We can't have you going back to Arabia without knowing how to cut a rug.
I'm very sorry, mademoiselle, but I have promised.
I know. You promised to raise a braid and you'd meet her out on the terrace. I heard you.
But...
What do you think you'll learn about America from her that I can't teach you?
Oh, but she has asked to learn of Arabia from me.
Oh, I beg your pardon. That's one angle I didn't think of. Touché for Teresa.
Huh? I don't quite understand.
You will before you go back to Arabia. Salam alek, handsome.
Seems they're learning my ways more quickly than I theirs.
Oh, here you are, Ahmed. I was afraid you'd forgotten me.
Seems that my only consistent failure of memory is remembering my beloved father's purpose in sending me here to America.
But doesn't this come under the heading of learning our ways?
I don't think my father, Sheikh Abd bin Ali, would approve of my teaching the women of Araby to be so soft and tempting. Allah has provided little space in the desert for gentle beauty, such as yours. Men are but mirrors of the land in which they were born. The desert is silent, ruthless, and sometimes treacherous.
I'd never believe that of you.
Another art the desert forces one to learn for self-preservation. Deception.
I don't think you're deceiving me, Ahmed.
If you will excuse me, I wish to speak to your father about purchasing a flying machine. My father instructed to add that to my list of accomplishments here in America.
If that's a sample of Arabian deception, Ahmed, it's far inferior to ours.
May Allah seal my lips forever if I speak an untruth.
It isn't necessary to call on Allah to do that, Ahmed. Not as long as I'm here.
I think you can save your breath on this one, because I know just how the story's going to end. Ahmed went for Braden's daughter and told the old man to get another boy to head up his tribe.
Okay, Junior. You write it up that way in your book. And I'll give the real story to Sammy Kane of the Times.
Huh? Well, isn't that the payoff?
No. Ahmed wasn't shooting the breeze about the desert being treacherous. The only thing he forgot to tell Therese Braden was that what made it that way were people like his half-brother Nazir, well, because of having a different mother, was only a few weeks younger than Ahmed.
Mm.
Nazir's mother brought him up believing he'd been robbed, and that anything he did to latch onto the sheik's title would get the nod of approval from everybody, including Allah himself. Nazir took his mama at her word.
Hassan.
Yes, Master Nazir.
Have the headmen, the camel and horsemen, been attended to?
Those who refuse gold accepted my Damascus blade in humble silence.
And my brother Ahmed's personal servant.
Khalil disappeared with the sun tonight. I've dispatched two of my swiftest riders to search for him.
No matter. Khalil is too ancient to be of much bother. You may wait here, Hassan. I'll not be long. And upon my return for your loyalty and help, I shall accord you the honor of being the first to greet me as the new sheik of the powerful tribe of Abd bin Ali.
Salam alaikum.
Herani Bila, Ya Sheikh Babak Anadakalik. By the Lord, thou seest me, my father, and I do enter, sir, under thy protection.
What? Oh, Nazir. What foul wind brings thee into my tent at such an hour?
The light of your lamp, sire.
Yeah. Allah curse my eyelids for refusing to shut. What do you want?
Your amulet.
What?
Oh, for the phase of a full moon, your eyelids have refused to close because of your concern for Ahmed.
Four ships have docked at Medina, laden with everything but news from him.
Before you sent Ahmed to America to study the ways of its people, you told him that in the event Allah should call you in his absence, I would inherit your amulet to lead our tribe until he returned.
Nazir, you have been cursed by your mother with a treacherous heart. Do you think I would allow you to usurp Ahmed's rightful place and to defile the honor of my tribe? Besides, Do I look as though I have been called by Allah?
No, my beloved father. But in a few moments, you shall...
Nazir, master.
Is it?
Hassan, you may announce to our tribesmen that Allah has called our venerated sheikh, Ordah bin Ali, to his eternal peace. And that I have assumed my rightful role as leader of our people.
Salam, salam, salam.
And one other thing, Hassan. Take this key to my father's treasures and dole out to each man in the royal guard one piece of gold, as well as sufficient skins of the finest wine.
But Nazir, master, your dead father, and wine drinking?
Oh, I'm sure my father won't mind.
Still think you know how this story ends, Kelly?
Well, you sort of threw me a curve with this Nazir character rubbing on his old man and taking over.
A couple more curves I'll throw you. If you'll hold base a few minutes while I give my clam chowder a look in.
I'll go outside for a few minutes. Well, I think Lil's pulled my leg tonight.
Uh-uh.
What?
Not about the sheikh, she ain't.
Oh, it's you, huh?
Nice of you to be recollecting me, Mr. King. I know there ain't no use in me trying to interest you in my story tonight. On account of you was lucky the sheikh blew in.
A good story, huh?
Of the rarer type, like mine.
Now, look, fella, if you think I'd ever pay you $50 for a story without even knowing what it's about, you just off
okay,
your noggin.
Okay, okay, Mr. King. I'm not overly eager to bear my soul for money. And if it was not essential, I would skip the half a yard.
But why is $50 essential?
That's the snapper to the story. Say, I see Lil coming back through the glass. You better go back in.
Oh, thanks.
Not itching for the rest of the sheik's story, are you, Kenny?
Now, quit stalling, Lil. What happened after Nazir throttled the old sheik and set himself up in Ahmed's place?
Well, as you can imagine, it was months before Ahmed learned that his father was dead.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Ahmed did buy an army surplus plane and managed to learn to fly it fairly well. Considering the little time Therese Braden let him out of her sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then one day, a weird-looking character came up to the Braden mansion, asked for Ahmed, and told him the story.
I do not believe a word you say. Lying filth comes from your mouth.
Eh?
You are lying, aren't you? Tell me you are lying before I tell you apart.
Take it easy, pal. What point would there be me lying to you? This old Arab come up to me on the docks, asked me to deliver a message to you. That your old man kicked the bucket a couple of months ago. It's some flyweight took over his job and was running your pop's joint right in the ground. He also said that you should stay where you were, not to come back, because it wasn't healthy. For promising to try to find you and tell you, he gave me a couple of pieces of gold and this ring.
Khalil's ring?
Yeah, that's the guy, Khalil. Now, would you please unwind my arm?
I'm sorry. Allah bless you for your kindness. Take this money.
You mean all of it?
I want the ring.
It ain't worth that much, pal. It's only a little gold band with a little Arab doodad on it.
To me, it's worth a kingdom. Salaam alaikum.
Eh? Oh, the same to you, pal, and many of them.
Teresa.
Oh, Ahmed, you frightened me. I knew you'd come in if I started to play that song, but usually you're more gentle.
Teresa, I must return to Arabia immediately.
Why? What happened?
My father, Allah rest his soul, is dead. My half-brother Nazir has taken over the leadership of our tribe, and I've been warned by my faithful servant Khalil not to return.
Then why do it?
And let a treacherous dog like Nazir usurp my rightful place? Crush every hope of my beloved father for a more peaceful, a more united country? Allah curse his crawling soul. Teresa, you will go with me. As an Arabian sheikh, I have the authority to proclaim you my legal bride. Later, I will submit to a Christian marriage.
Are you serious?
Could I lift my eyes to Allah's heavens if I were otherwise? Harry, please, take only what you need for the trip. You will buy clothes in Damascus or Paris later.
Ahmed, you're talking like an idiot. I'm not going anywhere with you. Certainly not as your wife.
You are already my wife. I have proclaimed it.
Oh, don't be stupid. You're not an Arabian.
Over a full moon ago, you avowed your love for me.
Of course I was fascinated by you. What woman wouldn't be? But you make it all sound so
so serious, as though it were a matter of life and death.
In the desert, that is exactly how man and woman look at love.
Will you try to get it through your head that we're not in the desert?
That geographical discrepancy I shall rectify.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you. After all, we're only several thousand feet in the air, probably over the ocean.
I had to take you with me, Teresa. Please don't be afraid. No harm will come to you.
You're the one who should be afraid. It isn't enough that you're flying straight into the teeth of trouble with your brother Nazir, but...
Nazir is well-versed in the act of treachery.
You're also guilty of a little thing called kidnapping, which carries the penalty of death in the U.S.
And the prospects of my future aren't very promising, are they?
Did you expect them to be otherwise?
The Arab has a saying that Allah stores the hope of man in the eyes of woman.
The only hope you'll find in my eyes is that you get everything you deserve.
I will. Have no fear. Allah will see to it.
Well, up to now, Ahmed's story made sense, but why did he suddenly go dime novel, stick his neck out on an international scale by shanghaiing the oil man's daughter?
Well, why do you write books? Why does Einstein like arithmetic? Why do I run a joint like 7 Front Street? He just did it.
Well, the guy must be a hound for trouble.
And he got plenty of it when he landed.
Now, Teresa, you can relax. You have nothing to fear, for this is my land, my country, and my people. Just as soon as I've given Nazir to understand that his temporary leadership of my father's tribe is at end, we can both begin to test the reality of our love for each other. If it was as real as it seemed in America, it will not vanish in the vast stillness of the desert.
Ahmed, that was a shot. If anything happens
to me
nothing
will happen to you. Dogs! Under Nazir, my father's guards have become too lazy to identify the targets.
Halt! I will shoot to kill.
And another word of filth from you, and your devil's head will roll in the sand. Ow! Here!
Ahmed, you've been hit. And I'm glad of it. Maybe your brother Nazir is the civilized one.
I warn you to halt, or I will shoot.
You'll be dragged behind a horse from one end of the Sahara to the other for this. I'm your leader. Ahmed Ben Youssef.
Take him, guard.
How dare you touch me? I'm your sheikh, Ahmed Ben Youssef.
Come on, my brother. Oh, Hassan, you must be more careful with your firearms.
Nazir, do you want me to forget you are my father's son and half-brother?
If you wish, Ahmed. But for your sake, I would pray long and hard to Allah that I don't forget. Hassan, take him away and treat him as the half-brother of the sheikh of the tribe of Abdul Ben Ali. Until I give orders to the contrary.
Yes, master.
Salam alaik, my brother. What a pity you did not take Khalil's warning and remain in America. He paid with his two hands to send that warning to you. And now, mademoiselle, I pray you and Allah will forgive my rudeness. But if you will permit me to escort you to my private quarters, you may refresh and relax yourself and wait in comfort and safety until the authorities arrive from Damascus to see that you are returned safely to your father in America. On behalf of my people and my tribe, I apologize for the uncivilized actions of my half-brother.
You know?
Oh, we are not as isolated from the outside world as you may imagine. You were brought here by my brothers against your will, weren't you?
Why, yes.
I tried to tell my father that Ahmed was not the man to succeed him, simply because he preceded me into this world by a matter of a few weeks. Tradition is only valuable as long as it serves the needs of those who adhere to it.
What will you do with Ahmed?
Oh, after the way he has treated you, do you care?
No. No, I don't.
Good. You're not only a beautiful young woman, but equally wise.
Ahmed's old servant. He raised Ahmed. He sent Ahmed the message about his father.
You have a remarkable memory. Ahmed must have told you much of himself. Perhaps too much.
You said something about his servant Khalil paying with his hands.
Oh, a light punishment for treachery against a sheik.
How long will it be before the officials arrive from Damascus to take me back to my father?
Oh, officials the world over are all alike about the unconcern of time's passing. But no matter. You or anyone else have nothing more to fear from Ahmed. Ahmed, stupid as your actions for the American girl have proved you to be, you still should have no difficulty in realizing I will never relinquish this amulet, symbol of the power of the sheik of our tribe.
You obtained it with the blood of my father.
I ordered Hassan to tell you. I wanted to impress you with the seriousness of my ambitions. However, since I am eager to impress our people and the young American girl, that I am not a savage beast of the desert, I shall spare you any further unpleasantness if you wish to leave our country and return to America. Forever.
I am staying here, where I belong.
I still wish to be generous with you, Ahmed. I shall do my very best to change your mind.
Hassan, I think you might allow my brother to relax for a while.
Well, Ahmed, doesn't the thought of returning to America appeal to you more now?
I'll stay here until the last drop of blood is drained from my body.
Oh, what a nuisance for us both. Thirsty, Ahmed? In this heat you must be.
Here's water. The officials will be here tomorrow to take the American girl back to her father.
With the aid of my doctors, I could manage to get you in shape to return with her. I'm sure you could persuade her to drop charges against you for kidnapping. With all her intelligence, she still seems to be rather fond
of
you.
Get out! Get out before I... Teresa!
You are delirious, Ahmed.
Teresa, go away.
Mademoiselle, what are you doing here? How did you get by the guards?
Last night you told me that every man had his price. You were right. I wanted to see Ahmed before I left for America.
You've seen. You see now why I had to come back. You've seen the treachery of the desert.
Come, mademoiselle, you must not stay in here. This is no place for a woman.
Oh, it doesn't bother me, Nazir. I rather expected this is what I would see.
It is nothing more than what he deserved.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
I'm sorry my guards accepted bribe from my guest of my house. Point them out to me and they shall be returned immediately.
Ahmed will see to that, Nazir.
Oh, well, with beauty and intelligence, you have also a magnificent sense of humor. You Americans are a remarkable people.
Yes, we are. It's really amazing how many people insist upon underestimating us.
Yes, like my brother Ahmed, for instance.
Like you, for instance, Nazir.
Teresa, be careful. He's treacherous.
Yes, Ahmed, I know. You told me. You even warned me, and you thought I didn't listen, pay any attention. It's an American quality.
Mademoiselle, kindly explain yourself.
I will when you've handed me the amulet of your tribe and released Ahmed.
Mademoiselle, I must warn you that the fact that you are an American national under my protective custody does not give you the right to violate the laws of my domain. Nor does it make you immune for any such violation.
You married Ahmed's father and bought your tribe's allegiance with his gold, so you're not immune from similar treachery.
Where did you get that revolver?
I paid a higher price to your trusted headman, Hassan, for it than you did. Hand me that amulet.
What?
You took it after you killed your father. Give it to me.
If you think a frail slip of a girl can frighten the great...
Teresa, look, honey, is the Bedouins...
What has happened? I heard gunfire.
Yes, Hassan. You'll hear more if you don't hurry and release Ahmed Ben Yosef.
Sheikh Nazir, what have you done to
him? Put him in his place, that's all. Get doctors quickly, Hassan. One for Nazir and one for the Sheikh Ahmed Ben Ali.
The Sheikh Ahmed Ben...
Hurry! Americans don't like to kill unless they're forced to.
Yes, mademoiselle.
Teresa, what... What have you done? Why?
Here, Ahmed. This is what you came back to Arabia to wear.
The amulet of my tribe. But Teresa... I thought you hated me.
So did I, until I saw and heard what Nazir had done and was doing to you.
You said you were pleased about it. But I deserved it.
American wives are all like that, Ahmed.
American wives?
They crab and scream and yap their heads off at their husbands, bounce rolling pins off their heads at regular intervals, wish them all the bad luck they can think of when they're mad at them. But let somebody else come along and so much as raise a finger at their man, there's war.
You speak of wives.
Didn't you say that as sheik you had the legal power to pronounce me your wife?
But
another American trait, Anna. We give the impression that we make light of the more serious things like marriage, but we don't really. Deceitful lot, aren't we? And by the way, Ahmed, will I be known as a sheikess?
I knew how the story would end, Lil. I saw it coming a mile away.
Okay, wise guy.
Teresa got hep that her yen for Ahmed wasn't a mirage. So she let their marriage stick, and they lived happily ever after as sheik and sheikess. And I imagine later on they had a couple of little sheiklets.
How did you guess it, Kenny?
Well, it's the same old story, but it's always good.
Yeah. Especially when you know the connection between that story and Ahmed's making a regular pilgrimage to 7 Front Street.
Oh, say, that's right. I forgot about that. What is the connection?
He likes my clam chowder. See you later, Kenny.
He likes her clam chowder. That Lil is a killer, all right.
Well, did you get the sheik story, Mr. King?
Yeah, including the snapper about why he comes down here to 7 Front Street.
You mean Lil really told you?
Well, it's a dark secret, but I can tell you. It's because he likes Lil's clam chowder.
Oh. I thought she'd hold out on you.
Do you know the real reason?
Sure. But put the clam chowder ending in your book. It will tend to titillate the interest of your readers. Like I'm titillating you to know why I gotta have $50 to tell you my story. Good night, Mr. King.
Well, you can take Lil's clam chowder ending, or leave it. Anyhow, glad you took the time to be with me tonight. And so until we meet again, it's good night from Kenneth Allen King and 7 Front Street.
Seven Front Street is presented under the supervision of Don Becker and is directed by Emmett Paul. Tonight's cast of characters included Peter Capel, Connie Lemke, Lawson Zerbe, Gene Tatum, Barbara Bell Wright, Mort Lawrence, Jim Bowles, and Lester Fletcher. This is the last broadcast in the current series of 7 Front Street. In its place, the Mutual Broadcasting System will present High Adventure, a dramatic program of action and adventure aimed to please the entire family. Be sure and tune in at this same time next week over most of these same stations for High Adventure. This program came to you from New York. This is Ralph Paul speaking, and this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.